Well, it looks like winter finally arrived in Grant County, Jeffrey.
That's right. Over the New Year's holiday weekend, several road closures affected drivers in Grant County, although according to police and fire authorities, most folks stayed home over the New Year's holiday weekend due to the weather. According to the National Weather Service of Grant County, Silver City got about half an inch to an inch of rain, mostly on Friday. And then on Saturday, quite a bit of snow, really between 2 and 4 inches in most places. Although up in Pinos Altos, they got as much as 6 inches, according to some reports.
And moving on to, kind of a linked item regarding public safety in the new year.
Yeah, according to the state police, the Grant County Sheriff's Department, and the Silver City Police Department, there were no DWI arrests from Friday through Monday, which is not necessarily unusual. Authorities did say it was quiet. They said mostly probably that's because of the winter weather. And police were also sort of reallocating their resources to helping drivers safely navigate that winter weather on dicey roads.
And New Year's traditions are fun all over the country. Of course, the city of Las Cruces held another chili drop this year to ring in 2022. Tell us about Silver City's odd New Year tradition.
The javelina drop happens every year now at the Little Toad Creek Brewery and Distillery, right at the main intersection of downtown historic Silver City on Bullard and Broadway streets. A paper mache javelina representing the old year is hurled off of the Toad's roof, lands in the street where spectators rush the pig, tear it apart, set it on fire in the street. After that, a new baby javelina is lowered from the roof, held above folks' heads, and representing the new year, a cheer goes up.
Is there candy in the javelina before we set it on fire? Any goodies to be had?
This is an evolving tradition, Casey. So it's changed a bit over the half dozen years or so this has happened. At this point, the javelina did not have anything in it. In years past, the baby javelina has been inside the larger javelina. So we'll see as the years go by here how this evolves. Who knows? It maybe turn into sort of a Zozobra event here in Silver City.
Right. Helping everyone javelina good time, right?
That's right.
All right. How about predictions for the new year, Jeffrey?
The Daily Press called around to several local elected officials and also sort of man in the street type interviews to find out what Grant Countyans are thinking for 2022. Mostly we heard positive predictions, hopes, and some interesting resolutions, including one man, David Smith. He said that last year his resolution was to ride his bike every day, and he did that. In fact, he said he got 4,500 miles in.
Oh, wow.
This year he wants to do 10,000 miles. Asking about politics, we talked to Lieutenant Governor Howie Morales. He wouldn't necessarily predict the outcome of the upcoming governor's race, but he did say that he and the governor's record stands for itself. District 39 State Representative Luis Terrazas, he wouldn't predict the outcome of the governor's race either, although he did predict that it would be a nail-biter. And many people, including Terrazas and Grant County Commissioner Harry Brown, didn't necessarily predict, but said they had hopes that the COVID-19 pandemic would further abate this year, maybe become less serious, less of a stress in all our lives. In fact, Luis Terrazas is a funeral home director, and he has seen firsthand the impacts that COVID-19 has had on local families, and he just wanted people to take COVID-19 seriously.
That's something we can all hope for in the new year. How about you personally, Jeffrey? Any New Year's resolutions you want to share?
This is exactly what I did to people. I got nothing. I thought of something the other day, and now I can't remember. I know what it was. Yeah, I have a resolution. Better life-work balance in 2022.
Well, good luck to you, Jeffrey, and Happy New Year, and thank you for the update from Silver City and Grant County. Where can we find these stories?
Thanks, KC. Our listeners can go to scdailypress.com for all our front page stories.
Have a great week.
Thanks.